So, thanks for the invitation. Bonjour, merci. Honestly, when I saw the program and I saw Quebec context, I did not know exactly what it means. I thought, is it a geography class? Do I have to deal with the specific strategy that Quebec used to develop research capacity and add policy and services? So I have some slides that deal with Quebec, but at the same time, Robin told me, hope you won't speak just about Quebec. So, but she told me this 1 minute before being here. So just as a some element of background, like I voluntarily take a different approach. Like I was trained with a PhD in community health, but came from social anthropology before and liberal arts and humanities. So I generally work with a maximum sample of one, which we call organizational ethnography. Because Michael would take about the value of big data, and if I relate to what Robin present about the transformative capacity of health system, which is, I think, my field of inquiry, I will make a point, but not a dogmatic one, around the value of process and practice-based research for the transformation and improvement of health system. It's just a complementary statement. I don't go against epidemiology, big data. It's all great science. But I think we need also to couple this with a science of understanding of what makes change and improvement possible at the policy level, at the organizational level, and at the clinical or professional practice level. And when I heard talk about patient-centered care, we know that you don't decide to adopt this and implement this Monday and achieve this Tuesday. There is, for a social science person, what we call a set of process and practice that will make a given practice setting moving from a professional-driven ways of delivering care to a patient-centered care. So I will give some example of this. So don't matter about the definition. It's boring. I have very boring slide, I must say. But the first thing is, and it's a very simple question, like, when you're interested in transformative and improvement capacity, you are addressing question about how things happen, why they emerge, how they unfold through time. For example, some people say we have a current reform in healthcare system in Quebec. We know that after Bill 10 is adopted, things would cascade down in the system in a somewhat unpredictable way. And that's what I call the process that would be activated because a new reformative template is adopted. So in health policy and services research, I think we need to pay more attention to this process to understand the requirement and challenge of transforming a care system. You may have the best data, the best people to interpret them and promote their use to improve practice. You will not necessarily get proportional transformation. It's not automatic. So that's the first point. The second point is, again, don't worry with the definition, is that because we are quite obsessive often in social science, we like to look carefully at what people do, what we call practice, their activities. For example, some panelists this morning talk about interprofessional collaboration. And as you know, putting in place effective interprofessional team is often a challenge. It's a learning exercise for professionals. It requires from them to cross their professional boundary, their sense of security, to bridge their knowledge and translate it in new way of delivering care. And to understand this, we need to look at which kind of activities and practice they generate to do this. There are different methodology to do this. So before you fall asleep, first message, to understand transformative and improvement capacity in that system, we need to understand better the practice that people deploy in their day-to-day work, for example, at every level of the system, and the process that emerge from the interaction of these practices. And then I will show you an example of a study on the implement. This is the Quebec part, because I look Quebec context. Example of a study on the implementation of healthcare reform, the previous one, but because, as you know, we have a national sport of doing this recursively in Quebec, the creation of the Citoises. And this is just, again, this is not a test for your visual acuity and pay. Please don't pay much attention. But this is just a model that emerged from follow-up of organization after the reform of 2003 along a long period of time to understand how manager of healthcare organization try to appropriate the new reformative template, which at that time was based on two mandate, integration of care and developing more intervention for population health in Citoises territory. So what this model tells very briefly is that when people embark in a transformative journey, they have different type of work to do, different type of task. And we sort of developed this typology, not important for today, but they get involved in structural, conceptual, operational, and relational work. And the interaction between their involvement and investment in these different tasks create process and contradiction and shape what we call the real reform. Why I'm saying this is that in every attempt to use what I would call big science, and I'm saying this with a very high level of respect, as Robin know well, because I was chair, like she said, of her board, we need to couple this kind of social science inquiry to understand how the system, organization, and the people will react and use this potential to be what Robin called a learning system. It may be with this model, it may be with other. And then, well, this is not very important. So if I look at some other example and prospect to explore the dynamic of healthcare reform, and we looking at this in a small comparative study in our UK, Canada, on the role of patient safety institute and risk regulation and transforming health system. We're looking as another example with a small grant from the Milbank Foundation at the policy capacity that is required to implement Obamacare in the United States. So why I'm mentioning this is that this kind of quite academic stuff on process, practice, and these social science people, which seems to be very welcome if I listen to the panel today. At some point, they ask important question on transformation, and I will just spend some time on two examples. One is this project that we... 2 minutes, almost too much. One is this project we currently develop on policy capacity to drive healthcare reform. And what we mean by this is not just the intellectual side of governance, the analytical skill, but also the policy know-how that let's call it government need to be able to support their transformative and improvement ambition. And there's no much done in the literature, at least from what we know. And a second example, and I think this can be interesting to do, is there is a lot of interest in the healthcare system about performance management, using more economic incentive to align provider behavior with improvement goal or quality and safety goal. And I think, we know that economic incentives don't work automatically. They work in context, and we probably need to go deeper and look at key innovation using economic incentive and the allocation of resources in a system to bring about desirable change. And to do this, we need, I think, to better understand the impact of context, how it interacts with the kind of incentive we use, and the kind of work or task that provider has to do to benefit from these incentives. So what we call a realist evaluation. So concluding remarks, it's very simple. I think we are in a period, as Robin states very well, that we invest a lot of resources in creating platform, in having a more intelligent healthcare system. I suggest with humility that this should maybe be a little bit more balanced with, and I'm busy, so I'm not saying this for me. I have things to do in life. But maybe this should be a little bit more balanced, or at least not forgot the importance of investing also in research capacity to understand the process that need to be activated and the resources to achieve better outcome. So thanks a lot.